You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, after yesterday's negativity of around about 1.4% on the all share, again down today. It's got this gloomy feel about it.
It really does, Lindsay. And I mean, a lot of these stocks we were saying yesterday, you know, almost back to 2008, and we're having our own sort of bear market, you know, just disconnected from developed markets than any other, or even emerging markets. So we're looking really, really bad. And it's sometimes being reinforced by bad trading numbers from big companies and kind of reinforcing the picture that the local economy and all the stocks which you've got exposure to, you know, we thought were safe haven investments, have turned out to be not so safe.
AngloGold Ashanti came out with a trading statement for the 6 months, and it's slightly complicated. They didn't put it in plain English, but the market put it in plain English with the share price falling, what, around about 5%?
Yes, and I mean that got clobbered down 5%. Look, it has been on the run. I think when this bull market started, which feels about 3 months ago, it was 160 Rand, finished today at 253. But overnight it was 266, and it kind of triggered a lot of selling in all the other golds, and because probably the market going, well, if these guys are battling, everybody is, and it really knocked the gold index down 4.4%.
Yeah, down 4.4. We'll come to the JSE indices later on, Greg, but I think what we ought to do now is I'm going to give you the market data, the spot prices, according to chainet.co.za, and then we'll get on to a few of the big movers, and mainly to the downside today, because it's been quite extraordinary. Anyway, the dollar rand is 14.17, British pound against the rand 17.33, and the euro rand is 15.78, with the euro dollar waiting for the Fed, of course, tonight at 1.1135, and incidentally, I'm going to be conducting an interview at around about 9:30 this evening with a chap in London who's going to be going through the Fed decision, whatever it may be. So I know you'll be in bed by then, but tomorrow morning have a listen to it. On the gold price front, we've got a $2 weaker gold price at $1,428 an ounce. Platinum is up 5 to 877. Palladium from you, please, Greg.
Palladium at 1538. It's actually up to $22.
Very, very good. Dow Jones futures, well, I don't need to see the futures because the real market is open. The Dow Jones is flat, the S&P is flat, and the NASDAQ is up around about 0.2%. What was the SENS announcement that just flashed across your screen?
It's a small cap. It's just one of interest. That's Elise Holdings.
Yes.
It's been under big pressure. I mean, this year, I think 2012 was around 3 Rand, finished today at 11 cents. Just one. I've got a few mates that are holding it, so it was just caught the eye.
I've just been speaking to Wayne McCurry from F&B Wealth and Investment, and we were talking about the property sector and also the retail sector. Into prop, Greg. This is the big one. Bottom five moves on the JSE today. Into prop, 31% down. And underneath that, Hammerson, 10% down, let's call it 9.9% weaker after 3 or 4 days of torrid performances. These are extraordinary moves. And I said to Wayne, how do these retail analysts get it so wrong? Have people suddenly woken up and said, oh, wait a second, I can buy a pair of shoes online?
Yes, and I mean, a lot of people coming out and railing almost against the market, saying, well, in the NAV of Into is around about 35 Rand, finished today at 8 Rand 40. Take a look through the biggest shareholders, Coronation there at 22%, but then the Gordon family, I mean, let's not forget, that's the genesis of all of this. They still own 8.8%, so they can't be that happy.
Mm. No, not at all. I'm just trying to look at the graph of Hammerson, for example, because that's when, there we go. Gosh.
There's sort of a hammer shape there, you know.
Let's have a look. Where's it come from?
I'm going to go back to the beginning of the year.
37.20 is the prevailing price, or the closing price today on the JSE. But give me an idea from where it has come.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I mean, you know, when you look at some data and you think this can't be right. But in March, it was around 72 Rand. So March of this year. So it's really, really crated properly.
Yeah, this thing has halved in price in 4 months.
Yes, yeah, it's a very steep curve. And if you look at the chart which shows the volume today, particularly the volume a lot higher, you know, the sell-offs when they're on small volume is not concerning, but this volume seems to be growing as the share price is diminishing.
Yeah, and you can say for things like NAV, and it's trading at a 15% discount to NAV or something, but what is the NAV? How are they valuing their properties and that sort of thing? It's a very murky world out there at the moment in the retail space in the United Kingdom.
Yes, it is really, because, I mean, a property is one of those things which you don't know what it's worth until somebody puts in a bid, really. And so you're up to directors, and you've got these very clever actuaries that sit and work out what it theoretically is worth. But, you know, whereas we know from trading markets so long, you know, where the buyer's price is, that's what it's worth. And, you know, with these things with property, which is a little bit, it's not that clear, you know, where the value often is. But sometimes, you know, directors of companies might overvalue what they see as property investments, which are worth a lot more.
Anyway, Intuprop down 31%, Tamerson down nearly 10%, Capco, another one, down 5.5% approximately, Anglo Gold Ashanti down 5% approximately as well, and Bidcorp. Where does Bidcorp fit into all this? 4 2/3% weaker, Greg?
Yeah, I'm starting to sort of get that feeling that this Brexit thing, we've got to look which companies here, you know, we're looking directly at the property shares will be hurt by Brexit. But something like Bidcorp, which does a lot of business in the UK, you know, there will be extra levies put on doing business in Europe and so on. So it could have a knock-on effect. I mean, it's a similar situation is happening with Brait. Their big business, which they own there, is Iceland Foods. And that'll have huge tariffs put on it when it trades into Europe. And so that share price also down 15% today,
R11.80. R11.80. And just remind us exactly where Brait was maybe two and a half years ago.
I'm scrolling quickly as we speak, but I'm going to guess sort of in the 140.
I thought it was 170. At one stage.
Yeah, I'm going back to 2016 and certainly 151. So it's come back. There is a well-known fund manager who I won't name.
Please name it.
Had a target price of of 349.
Okay, three, four,
good fellows from
Greg, please
from
tell
Anchor
us.
Capital.
Really?
Yes. Look, I mean, obviously they couldn't predict the Brexit and so on. So but this trade, which was basically more or less on the fact that you had very, very good management and the fact that people believed the rand could only ever weaken against the pound. But little do we know, fate would take a twist with Brexit, and a pound's been the weaker one.
I don't care. I don't care about Brexit and the pound. I don't think that anyone should still be walking the financial services streets. If they say that a share is going to go to 350 Rand a share and it's currently trading at 11.
Well, my favorite part of the whole note was it said 349. It's so specific.
Very good. Okay, on the upside, let's go to more cheerful matters. I bounce back from Massmart, up nearly 3%. Mediclinic, up 2.6%. MTN, a 2.1% winner. We mentioned that earlier in the week, and that's not a tear, but it's certainly grinding its way higher. Distell, up 1.75%, and Telkom, a 1.6% winner. Anything there?
Yeah, so to go back to MTN, it's fascinating for me how that's turned around. Just remember, obviously, you had almost two issues in Nigeria, which knocked the share from around about these levels, just had gone ex-dividend, smashed it all the way down to 75 before the last set of results. Fast forward to Rob Shooter coming in there, solving the one issue with Nigeria, the big issue, and the share price has just grinded higher, becoming a big fan of Mr. Shooter, because he's obviously instilling a lot of confidence, probably speaking to investors. I thought at 110 level looked like a bit of resistance, and it hesitated there for a day or two, was broken decisively. We did see as high as 113, finished 112.73 on some decent volume. Now, note to the Telkom also up 1.5%, so perhaps money coming back into our telcos here.
Greg, anything else we're looking forward to? Obviously, we're looking forward to the US Federal Reserve's FOMC meeting tonight, which will conclude with probably a 25 basis point cut. Then we've got the trade talks going on, Mr. Trump coming out with some rather nasty Trump tweets and saying, look, if we don't do a deal now, when I get re-elected in 2020, you can expect no deal whatsoever and I'll get brutal with you, which is, I suppose it's fair enough, but it's really silly in the current environment. He's also been having a go at the Fed, by the way. And then on Friday, the US unemployment data is coming out, which is going to be fun.
It's going to be a really, really busy week. But tonight, certainly, everyone's going to be holding its breath. More the wording around the Fed talk. Of course, quarter cut is probably priced in already. For me, for impact here, it's going to be the impact on the gold price. Currently at 1428. It's been hovering around this sort of 14.15 to 14.30 for some time now.
Yes.
So it needs to break decisively either way. Rand strengthening about 14.16.
Yes, indeed. Greg, the closing JSE indices, please, plus the volume.
Yeah, I almost forgot. Banks down 1.2. Financials down 1%. Mm. Industrials down 0.61. Retail is down 0.59. Gold index clattered down 4.45. Platts down 1.5. Resources down 1.1. That left the oil share down 0.80, 457 points lower, 56,785. We just briefly had a look over 58 the other day. Volume was quite chunky, 19.7 billion.
Very good. I'm very pleased about that one. But otherwise, there's a bad feeling, Greg. And if a market goes down on big volume, that also makes me slightly fearful.
Yes. I mean, some of the stocks were that looked almost sort of unbreakable, like something like Capitec, that suddenly dropped 3% today, back to 1,180 levels we haven't seen. And bear in mind, the high was around 1,400. Its parent PSG also coming under a little bit of pressure. So I think people are getting reinforced with the view that the economy is probably in worse shape than we realize. And eventually, this it's going to have an impact. We're starting to expect results, I think, next week, early next week, from APSA and Nedbank, and that's going to be an indicator.
Greg, I'm just looking at my sharenet.co.za screen because we're talking about Brayton. This fascinates me, how people can get things so wrong. I mean, not only the people in the boardroom at Brayton, but also the analysts who say it's going to double in price to 349 Rand a share, and here we are currently trading around 12 Rand a share. But 5 years ago, its high was 170 Rand and 56 cents for one share.
Yeah.
Now it's 11.
Mr. Christoph Huster is the proud owner of 180 million shares. and interesting was buying it around 18 Rand was our hero, John Bickard.
Yes.
Look, he got it right with him in Paul. And I was actually speaking to one of my institutional clients, and I said, what's wrong with you guys? Why do you always buy too early? And they were saying, if you want to own 5% of a company, sometimes you have to start buying, you know, into the teeth of the selling.
Yes.
So only time will tell.
Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.